Skookum is under new management. When did that happen?
So I guess it was a year ago, October, that Mike Gravel from the Revelstoke store bought this one from Tom and Greg. So he's been owning that store in Revelstoke for about 8 or 9 years, and decided that it was a good time to buy this one. And so, yeah, he's taken over and with basically all the same crew here. But, yeah, essentially, he's been in the business for a long time, and we're really excited for some new energy and that kind of stuff.
So the previous owners, it was just time for them to move on? Is that...
Being in our 25th year this year, our 25th anniversary, Skookum started officially in 1998. And Tom Peasgood was the original owner. So he was into it for 24 years. That was a good long run. It takes a lot of energy to run a retail store, and I think he saw an opportunity and took it. So, yeah.
Have there been any changes as far as sales?
Well, one of the big changes was our fancy new reno here. We got a lot more space. We had some tenants in the basement, and they moved out, so we have more space for storing stock, and we kind of redid the whole top floor of the store here, so it's much more open and a lot more display space. Yeah, I think a better customer experience. Our workshops are now open to the public to be able to talk to our techs and find out what's going on. So it's a little better access for that as well. But product lines and everything else are pretty much the same. We're still doing a lot of Nordic, downhill, and fat bikes and regular bikes and e-bikes and snowshoes. So we're still covering the same products, but maybe a little more depth in some of them.
I'm seeing skis and ski poles and boots.
Yeah, we do. We have a full range of support we provide for, for alpine skiing. So we do custom boot fitting for downhill boots. And we have all the equipment you need, from clothing to skis to, base layers. And we have backcountry gear for people who want to go off adventuring in the mountains on their own. And we do a full range of Nordic equipment, skis, boots, and clothing as well there. And gloves and all the things you need there. We also have pretty much the best sizing and fitting equipment you can use to get people the right equipment for Nordic skis, as well as a very experienced staff. I think we've got over 100 years of retail experience on the Nordic side in the store, so really, really well balanced there. And then again, in the summer we go full bike mode, and we have all the latest e-bikes and mountain bikes, road bikes, the full deal. A lot of gravel bikes now, that's kind of the big thing, and all the accessories and parts to go. And the nice thing is now with the two stores, we can share stock on things. So we have double the stock. We can pull these things easily from a Revelstoke store, and it makes it much easier to have more available for our customers.
So if someone wants something that you don't have but Revelstoke has, it's only a matter of a day or two?
Yeah, exactly. We have a courier. We also have people going back and forth all the time, customers and staff. So there's no problem getting stuff relatively quickly. Yeah.
What age groups are your clientele?
Oh, right from as soon as you can start skiing or biking all the way up to whenever you want to quit. So we see a pretty big range of people. It's basically 2 to 92 is kind of our range. Obviously the sporty age group is probably in the 20 to 50 range, but that's the bulk. But we see people of all shapes, sizes, and ages.
You've been working here for how many years?
Personally, I've come and gone, but I started here back when the store opened in 98, and I was here for about 7 years and went off to other things, and just came back last year. Probably a total of like 8 or 9 years, but some of the staff have been here for 10, 15, 20 years. Sharon, our stalwart, she was here before it was Skookum even. She worked for Dawson Cycle and Ski, which is what Tom bought and turned it into Skookum. So she's probably been here for pretty close to 30 years.
Are you aware of how the store managed during the pandemic?
Well, yeah, like cycling went through a wild ride with, pardon the pun, with the pandemic. So At first, you know, we had to restrict people, but then people were looking for things to do outside, and cycling was one of the things. So you could go out and ride your bike anywhere without problems. So cycling exploded all around the world. Sales went up like 20-30%, but the supply was down because all the factories had to restrict. So the demand for bikes went through the roof. Used bikes, new bikes, you couldn't get them. We had waiting lists, and it was insane. And then last year, when things got back to normal, the bike companies were producing a lot of bikes, and there wasn't many people buying them now because they're back to normal life. So things have slowed down and kind of bottlenecked a bit, but we're anticipating that's going to like moderate over the next couple years here, and people will be getting back into the groove again. So,
did the fires from last summer impact you guys at all? Was it fires in general, because we get the smoke?
Well, I think weather definitely affects the cycling season. Well, and as we've seen this year, ski season, with the lack of snow till December. You know, 2 years ago, we were skiing in middle of November. This winter, we started probably the middle of December, and it was not great. With regard to the fires and the smoke, people don't get outside and do stuff. So for a couple weeks there, people would go out, but were really careful about when and what kind of skies we were having. So yeah, and I think in general, everyone in the shoe shop was pretty scared and had bags packed, and so it was. It was definitely a challenging time, but hot weather even slows down. You know, August is just hot, and a lot of people don't like that, and so they may park their bike a little bit during that time of the year, just because the lake's nice, and so it slows it down for sure. But we did have a really nice extended bike season this year with the nice warm weather. People were mountain biking up into early December. So yeah, there's always good with the bad. So
yeah. As we're talking to various stores in the downtown core, we're finding that there are communities within the community. You don't really have a whole lot of businesses around you, but do you talk with any of the other businesses?
I think there's a few that we work closely with. You know, Kintech and us have a lot in common. We share some of the similar customers and active people, and they're active. We have people here who run, so we share a lot of the same things. So we talk a fair bit about how things are going that way. But, we are a little isolated on Shoe Swap here. It's weird, but, there's not a lot of retail stores on this street. We get less maybe walking traffic than some of the other stores do, and maybe a little less connections to our neighbors just because of we're different.
True.
There's not, I haven't seen that, but being new and not really getting out there talking to people, I haven't seen too much that way. But we do definitely connect with the other sporting shops in the area. And, we have a lot of business owners and stuff that come in here and shop. So we talk and, share our ups and downs with the community. So, yeah.
So if you don't have walk-in traffic, do you find anyone complaining about parking? Because we've heard issues about parking as well.
Yeah, I mean, we're lucky that we have a few spots next to the building here, and because it is a little less retail-y over here, there's a reasonable amount of parking, and being close to the theater, we're in less bad shape than some of the more core downtown stores, where you have like one or two spots in front of your establishment. So we have, two or three spots in front and three or four spots on the side. So we're pretty easy to get to.
Seems to be a fairly quick turnaround of the cars that are in the area too.
Yeah, I think any reasonable person has that in the back of their mind when they park downtown, that they're, should probably get it done and get out of there. Yeah.
Are there any other major challenges that Skookum has faced over the last year or so?
I think the main thing has been, working against the weather has been the biggest challenge. If we had early snow and a nice, reasonable summer, things would have been a little bit better. That's probably the main thing. I think we're all probably feeling a little bit of the slowdown that everyone's talking about, the you know, the interest rates being up, I think we're seeing spending retreat a little bit. But overall, I'd say there's no glaring issue that we're up against. You know, we're lucky that we're the only store in town, in a sense that what we do is more or less, you know, if we do a good job, we'll be around. And that's kind of our main focus. You know, we're not dealing with a glut of stores like us in town that some other smaller communities like Revelstoke have, where you've got 5,000 people and, you know, five shops doing the same thing. So,
well, you do have a competition of the sports store that's in Piccadilly.
Yeah. And I mean, it's similar but different. Like, we carry different tiers of equipment, and so we share some people, I guess, in terms of clients, but at the same time, we also have different people that we support. Well, so.
True, too. They have other sports equipment in there.
Yeah, we're more of a specialty store. We specialize in a few products. They do a little bit of everything. So I'd say that's the biggest difference. And, things are going along just fine.
Well, that's awesome.
We just hope that the weather cooperates.
Yeah, that would be nice. Do you find that you mostly deal with people from Salmon Arm, or how big is your clientele range?
We help people all the way from Chase to Revelstoke to Vernon. And, you know, so we pretty much support the whole shoe swap. So that's, 50,000-60,000 people. And so, yeah, we see broad range. And some people on the cusps go to different places, but some come here, and all we try and do is try and support everyone the best we can. So we see a vast array of people from all over the place.
Is there anything else you might want to add?
I think our big thing right now is we're trying to do a little bit of give back with our we support a lot of events in town. From the WAPIT to the bike club to other groups and organizations. And we're trying to highlight now that we've been in town for 25 years. So what we're trying to do there is provide some kind of give backs to our supporters. So for every month this year, we're doing giveaways to customers. And so today we're doing our first giveaway of 4 lift passes to Revelstoke Mountain worth $180 each. So just anybody who's purchased anything in the last month gets a chance to win those. And we're doing something like that every month up until December. And then we're giving away $2,500 to as a grand prize to shop here. So it's just our way of saying thanks to all of our customers for being there for us for the last 25 years. And come on down and check out what we got. And, we'll continue to support the community the best we can with all the events and happenings. And, we all grow together by doing it that way. So
thank you very much for your time.
No problem. Thank you.